Hello, welcome to Encouraging Words for School Counselors, your weekly source of humorous, touching, and unexpected stories from school counselors about school counseling. I'm Matt Fleck with Inspire Success. Today, a story that is both funny and unexpected. Actually, two stories that are connected by a common element that you will soon learn more about. Mary Pouch tells us about a close encounter of the unusual kind not long after she became a school counselor.
At the very beginning of my career, I was working at a middle school where I had this tiny little office. It was like a closet, and I actually think it was a closet at one time. That's not the funny part of the story, but you know, I had children that didn't eat breakfast at home, or sometimes during the month they were low on food resources. And so I had a food pantry donation for students that needed to eat in the morning and had missed, you know, school breakfast or whatever. And so I had this big box in my office of peanut butter cheese crackers. And it was right before spring break. And I had left this box in my office. It was an older building and we did our best to keep everything up. But while we were gone on spring break, the mice had swarmed this box. I'd never had a problem with mice in my office before, and frankly had never really thought about it because I hadn't seen one. I didn't even consider that there was a problem with mice in this. And I came back and my office was like trashed. There were pieces of cardboard and crackers and cellophane and like all over. So, okay, that was gross. And we cleaned that up and things went back to normal. And apparently the mice did not forget that the office was a place for food, because I kept my purse in my desk drawer. I went to sit down at my desk one day, and this was a couple of weeks later. I was going to get my lip balm. And so I opened the desk drawer, this mouse jumped in my lap, and I don't think that anyone has ever heard anyone screech that loudly before in the school. I mean, there were people that actually ran into my office to find out what was going on. And I was just, I had never had a mouse jump in my lap before. I was so unexpected. Yeah, so forever forward, there was, you know, lots of jokes about the mice in my office and my shrieking like a tiny baby squirrel or something. I don't know. I don't even know where I ended up. I mean, I was on top of them. I don't know how people even move that fast. I've never moved that fast in my life. Probably never before and never since. And they stopped keeping food in my office after that, obviously. Yeah.
Do you have a story of your school counseling experiences, past or present, with mice or without? If so, we would love to hear from you at inspiresuccess.org/podcasts. Have a great week.